JG 2. Number 2A.
Yes, so we go on and see then that the basis of our work is to see that we are working with the economy of being, really seeing the essence of the Bible, all the 3,000 pages of the Bible, and the 600 pages of the textbook Mrs. Eddy has shown can be reduced down to the Key of David, which is this divine system of reference as based on the capitalized terms in the textbook of the seven synonymous terms for God, which gives us the definition of God as mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, we know on page 465 in the textbook. And then how that nature of God operates as the fourfold process of Word, Christ, Christianity, and science, really that inner fourfold process that is they see in the world today through the metaphor of the computer of input, process, output, and feedback, and how that operates on different levels of spiritual consciousness as symbolized through the science of Christian Science as the level of science itself, divine science, absolute Christian Science, and Christian Science. Now, this divine system of reference, of course, is the backbone of the textbook, which, when seen together in its structure, of course, then makes up the model of being and its laws. We know that it's these three fundamental categories of, therefore, the nature of God, the fourfold operation of God on the different levels of consciousness, when seen in relationships, gives us laws. Laws are always based on the invariable relationship of an order of phenomenon. So the model of being gives us an invariable relationship of these big three main categories of being, which then gives us the laws of being. So this divine system of reference is that impersonal model by which we then begin to culture consciousness on step three in our synonym study, which we've all done together, especially building on Max Kapler's work with his compendiums for the study of science of Christian Science 1 through 10, giving us, in essence, the study of the synonymous terms, where on step three we learn to identify with mind through the ideas that characterize mind, and with spirit through the ideas that characterize spirit, with soul with the ideas that characterize soul, with principle, with the ideas that characterize principle, and with life, truth, and love, with the ideas that characterize life, truth, and love. All ideas that have been defined from the work that Dorley and, of course, Max Kapler, his students, did in those late 1930s and early 40s, the work based on the textbook. With that understanding of the ideas, therefore, we begin to identify with mind and say, well, I'm the idea, intelligence, I'm not of the illusion, ignorance, or, for example, with spirit, I'm the idea of the substance of spirit, I'm not the illusion of matter. And as we begin to identify with all the ideas of the various synonymous terms, this finally takes us into step four, where we're thinking in terms of the synonyms for God, where we begin to see how all the ideas undermine begin to intra-relate together to build a tone mind on step four. And we see how all the ideas under spirit begin to intra-relate together to build tone spirit. And we see how all the ideas of soul intra-relate together to build a tone soul. And how all the ideas of principle or life, truth, and love intra-relate within the synonym to build up the tone of principle or life or truth or love. And so Therefore, we know this is introductory work, what we've done in class one. We learn there from concept building what the ideas of the synonymous terms are, to tonality building, beginning to build up the tone of the ideas of mind, until finally we begin to go out with the exercise, therefore I am the idea mind as a whole. Therefore, we begin to interrelate all the ideas under spirit, until spirit, we just have tone spirit, which includes all its ideas, and we identify with I'm the idea spirit. Therefore, I'm spirit idea on step four. Or, for example, with soul, we see how all the ideas under soul interrelate to build up tone soul. So finally, we can see that soul includes all its ideas, and we can say, I'm soul, as we then can do with I'm principle, I am life, I am truth, I am love. Therefore, I'm not one with mortal mind, matter, sense testimony, personality, the belief of birth, maturity, and decay, mortal conscious, subconscious, and unconscious, or fear and hate, the opposite of the system of reference. As we begin to identify with the synonymous terms, we leave metaphysics and we come into science, we know on step five. Really, we begin to touch Christian Science, the teachings of Christian Science, where we come into the level of Christian Science, where it's always Christian Science, always goes out from perfection, goes out from God, never is in the realm of metaphysics, it goes out from God. And on step four, then we say that only the synonym of God in us can be one with the synonym with God. Therefore, at step from four to five, we say that, excuse me, I believe I said step five, meant only the synonym of God in us can be one with the synonym of God. Therefore, on step four, if I am one with mine, then on step five, that mind which is God is my mind. I have no other mind than the mind which is God. Or on step four, again, we say again, I am one with mind. On step five, another way of saying it, we could say, therefore, I am that one mind, infinitely individualized, yet still remaining the one mind which is God. We begin to resolve any duality within ourself between our mind and the divine mind. On step five, we already can see that only the mind of God in us can be one with the mind with God. In fact, we are that one mind, infinitely individualized, yet still remaining the one mind, which is God. Or, for example, on step four, where we say, I am one with spirit, I'm spirit idea. On step five, we say, therefore, the spirit which is God is my spirit. I have no other spirit than the spirit which is God. Therefore, I am that one spirit, infinitely individualized, and adapted to a specific situation, yet still remaining the one spirit, which is God. And so on with the exercise through soul, principle, life, truth, and love. We are that one soul, principle, life, truth, and love, infinitely individualized and adapted to a specific situation, yet still remaining that one soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Exercise on step five, the Christian Science level. Then on absolute Christian Science, we all see, and especially as Max has shown us, that wonderful law of the divine success mechanism of life, truth, and love, that cord which we'll be taking together. And in his booklet is Man, the Thinker, or the Thought, where the world today sees that law of inner acceleration, that of life, that law of the inner logicity of truth, and that law of inner goal causality of love, where they see that law is at work really as the science which is dictating to the science according to the own inner acceleration of the laws of science, the own or inner logicity of the laws of science, and the own inner goal-directedness of the laws of science. They see that science dictates to the scientist. And we know that, we see that Max has shown in the booklet that at the Max Planck Institute, when they asked the scientists where science was going in 5 years, the scientists wrote down where they thought it would be going. And then in 5 years, they opened up all what the scientists had said, and none of them knew where science was going, which made them arrive at the conclusion that science thinks the scientist, and that there is a law of inner logicity in being, a science of ideas that is right and is sweeping down the centuries. Mrs. Eddy says that within science itself is this inner law of exponential growth, this inner logicity and this inner goal-directedness, and science knows where science wants to go. And it's only that fortune favors the prepared mind. That an Einstein, for example, was so prepared in the categories of his subject that he was open to the next step from Newton in his mechanistic world, where the whole is equal to the sum of its parts, into the Einsteinian worldview of the multidimensional world where we have the whole greater than the sum of its parts, and he brought forth the realm of the fourth dimensional space-time continuum. Anyone could have done that work. It just happened to be Einstein there at the right place at the right time with the right consciousness. Science thinks the scientist. So, therefore, that's this law of life, truth, and love we'll see on step six is really my mind. That the law of life, truth, and love is programmed mind to be a success. The law of life, truth, and love is programmed the spirit experience to be a success. The law of life, truth, and love has programmed the soul, principle, life, truth, and love experience to be a success, of which we are mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, and expression. With that realization, we come to the level of divine science, where principle and its idea is one, and this one is principle, where duality between God and man and the divine mind and the human mind is resolved, where no longer we ask the question of, is there a divine mind or a human mind? It's no longer a question. There is just the divine mind. In fact, any standpoint of mortal mind and the human mind is excluded or precluded from this standpoint of awareness, which is right here and now. Mrs. Eddy said Jesus was at work in divine science, where he just knew it was I mind, I spirit, I soul, I principle, I life, I truth, and I love. He had no other mind than the mind which is God. He was an example of the divine mind hearing, seeing, knowing in expression. That's why he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. But he said, this is also a possibility for you. I go unto the Father. There's no vicarious salvation. Here is the vision now. It's up to you to follow the way. The way we can see in Christian science has been given to us through our work with the four levels we feel. And then step by step ascending, identifying ourselves with this, with God and its universal law, so we can finally say on the level of science itself, really, I am that I am. There is just the one ego God. They make the complete break from divine science, absolute Christian science, and Christian science, and we come into this realm of being itself, which is outside the dimension of divine science, absolute Christian science, and Christian science, really, as I say, where we pass from capital life into infinite life itself, where really it's just the one ego, infinite being. Absolutely no question if there's a separation between God and man is absolutely unknown. It's a level of complete awareness. It's a level of being where we just experience the infinite calculus in operation. We are the experience of the infinite calculus in operation, where we have gone through books and past books into being itself, where we have gone through science and past science to being itself, where science is taking us from the irrational through the rational to the irrational, to just being. And that is an experience, an awareness on the level of the one I, the I, which is emming, the I, and emming is a substantive verb of to be, so it's just the one ego, which is infinitely being. Now that we can get a hold of, we feel, through the law of infinite being, the law of infinite self-reflection, what they call today in the world the law of self-similarity. You can, by seeing the nature of that law, will begin to see the nature of the experience that is really an experience that is mutating away from time and space, where we begin to acknowledge and accept to ourselves that we're God's own likeness, and we're set free to master the infinite idea, really to spiral higher and higher from a boundless basis, really from the base, boundless basis of the ascending and descending way. We finally are as a son of man in heaven, never to ascend and descend again, but we take off into, as Mrs. Eddy says, spiritual spheres and exalted beings, to spiral higher and higher from a boundless basis, really passing in consciousness from a sense of life into infinite life right here and now. Now this we see, therefore, what actually has always been this standpoint of science itself. We will see that this standpoint is something that is here and now. It isn't something that we really have to arrive at. It's something that is here. It's just that we aren't aware of it. We're trying to re-remember something that we've already known. The level of science itself is given, indicated, that 8,000 year period is indicated in the eighth day, which we seem to have the tone of the eighth day after the close of the seventh day in the Bible at Genesis 2:3, before the beginning of the second record of creation at Genesis 2:6. There are two verses, Genesis 2:4 and 5, which seem to indicate the eighth day, which seems to be a symbol for the 8,000-year period where consciousness is in heaven, to spiral higher and higher from a boundless basis. It reads of the eighth day, Genesis 2:4, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. And Genesis 2:5, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God hath not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Now that is the atmosphere of the eighth day, where we go out really, as Jesus said, glorify me with what I was before the world was. Where we go out from the standpoint of the law of infinite being, the law of science itself, where every plant is in every herb is in the field before it grew, and every plant is in the field before it was in the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. We know that sense of tilling the ground, Mrs. Eddy said, was a condemnation of Adam to till the ground, was a belief of thought tending spiritually upward, that we always had to keep forever going up the ladder. That's the condemnation of Adam to till the ground. There comes a time when Adam doesn't till the ground any longer, but it's the Son of God which is in heaven. So this understanding always has an impact. The higher always has an impact on the lower, and that's what then the descending, so to speak, way wants to show, where consciousness never leaves the realm of the I am. But that consciousness then we can see, as Kapler gives it on page 58 in the study aid, has an impact. It's always just an impact. The higher has an impact on the lower. Where there is light, there cannot be darkness. So the impact on the higher is that that I am says, well, therefore on the level of divine science, I am the I am of all. I am that universal all. I am the idea universe. And on absolute Christian science, it says, therefore, I am infinitely individualized, as infinite individual I ams, yet still remaining the one I am. And on the level of Christian science, it says, therefore, I have no other I am, no personal I. Which is the answer to ordinary metaphysics where man thinks that he's the thinker. It says, therefore, this I am really is the thinker of us. This I am makes God's thoughts and my thoughts identical. This I am gives only good thoughts. Therefore, this I am makes us the thought of God. Therefore, I am. Therefore, whatever looked like we were ascending because of our brightness or intelligence to be the condemnation of Adam, to till the ground where we think we're Adam ascending through our thinking, is not the case. It's a Christ idea, principle, God presenting what we are as one God, infinitely individualized and adapted to a specific situation, yet still remaining God, making us ascend. Therefore, the mind which is God is seeking the mind in us. The spirit which is God is seeking the spirit in us. The soul which is God is seeking the soul in us. The principle, life, truth, and love, which is God, is seeking the life, truth, and love. The divine seeker, so to speak, seeks down, so to speak, and finds within us the remnant and makes us go what looks like the ascending way. It has nothing to do on any effort at our. We are all programmed for success. Ye shall all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them. This is an impersonal law of the Christ that is at work for everyone. That's why Mrs. Eddy said, we should not tend the regulator of mankind, for God gets after us for trying to adjust what he adjusts. That God is adjusting the regulator of mankind, we needn't worry about what happens to the right or the left. Our responsibility is, are we responding to the structure of being and its laws? It's our one-on-one relationship with God where we take everything back to the system, take everything back to the structure of being and its laws through a self-education, through a self-government, through a self-practice under the immediate direction of the laws of God, which gets rid of the spiritualistic belief that we go to wizards that peep. That means we go to individual teachers to make us one with God. We go to individual practitioners to make us one with God. We go to individual organizations to make us one with God. Personal teachers, personal practitioners, personal organizations are all spiritualism. It's all mediums. That our goal here is to learn the scientific method on how to see that what we teach here is self-education under the immediate direction of the laws of God. Really showing us, I would like to, over this time we have together, working in a seminar way on the laws of being through the Socratic method of question and answers. If you want to participate, fine. If not, fine. Finding out really on how to fish. I don't plan to throw out fishes this evening. I'm talking and throwing out fishes, so to speak. But really, I'm interested not in giving out a lot of information, but showing us how ourselves, through the science and structure of laws, that we can teach ourselves to be a divine scientist, which is really, as I said, taking everything back to the system, all our questions back to the system, and the system always answers it. The system will never let us down. The system based, of course, on the Bible and the textbook. All our answers are found there, never in personality and certainly never in organization. And the system based, as I just said, on always the Bible and the Christian Science textbook. So with this 8,000-year period, I'd like us to look then, take a journey here before we leave this evening. Again, just the big broad strokes that I want to paint and need to paint before we get together tomorrow. Here we see, therefore, that really this subject of the one book I have just taken, it is not a subject that is my subject. It's a subject that is covered in the Four Levels of Spiritual Consciousness by Max Kapler on pages 29 to 62. This whole subject, I've just taken this diagram called the One Book from what he says there and just outlined his words in a graph or diagram, however you want to call it. Here we see, therefore, that there really is just one book incorporated, as Max shows us, that the Bible, Science and Health, and the Model of Being are those revealed texts or the books or the Word of God. Really, they state, give us the full statement of what God is. First of all, we know, and I just again painting broad strokes, certainly not teaching the subject something that you know, that the Bible therefore covers at the point of the word the first, really you could say, 2.5 standpoints of the word of mind, spirit, and soul, covering the first, second, and third 1,000-year periods of biblical history. As we enter into the Christ then, we can see that the break comes from the Word to the Christ, always there at the point of soulless soul, as it does in the days of creation. We leave the Word tone into the Christ tone at the point of soulless soul. So it is with the 1,000-year periods. It breaks into the Christ tone at soulless soul at the 3,000-year period. And the Bible, therefore, continues the Christ tone through the 4,000-year period of principle and into the tonality of the 5,000-year period of life. Then we see, of course, the Bible closes at the beginning of the 5,000-year period with the tonality of Christianity, really that standpoint which Christ Jesus came to show us, that standpoint where he showed then that we are, first of all, he showed that he was the individual demonstration of the Christ idea, that the Christ, the symbol, and reality was one and the same thing in Jesus, where he showed he was a Christ idea and were at work working out from the mind of Christ, certainly going at work from divine science, seeing that life was in and of spirit here and now, seeing the world as mind sees the world, as spirit sees the world, as soul sees the world, as principle sees the world, as life sees the world, as truth sees the world, and love sees the world. Beholding in science the perfect man. Therefore, the Bible we know ends with St. John's vision of Revelation, where he showed that there would be a little book that would come, that was open, that would teach you all things. It would teach you the spirit of truth. And we know, therefore, that that, we feel, is the textbook of Christian Science, Science and Health, which comes at the 6,000-year period, which certainly gives us the spirit of truth, or the sword of truth, which I'll talk about momentarily.